podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
A message and I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
You fucking lied to me about fake tits. So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? They look stupid. I'm just telling you, it's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. You go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind. That's provocative. Okay?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Should we start the show? We're wasting comedy gold!
Oh, we're recording.
Yes, but it's not...
We can't have, before we introduce ourselves, banter?
No!
It's called a cold open, buddy. Come on.
You talking to me?
Yes.
No, we can't.
People do all the time.
We have so little format as it is. Why piss away the three things we do have format for?
I actually like when podcasts have that little banter before they actually introduce themselves.
We don't care what you like. I thought that would be evident by now.
Yes, but that's helpful if you know. Like, if this is somebody's first episode, they're going to be turned off. Like, I don't even know what's happening. They're just jibber-jabbering.
You could say the same for any of the podcasts I listen to that do that type opening.
Yes, and that's why they're all failures.
No, it's like Stuff You Should Know guys do it.
Fuck them. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
They always start right away with an introduction, and then they go off on a tangent. Before they introduce their topic, they go off on a tangent, but they don't just start talking like, "Hey, man, Chuck, you ever eat some fucking fried chicken?"
Yeah, they do, actually.
Nope. So I listen as much as you do.
So let's just get back to basics here and think about this. At what point when we were starting Tancast or doing any previous Tancast did we think, what can we really do to make this podcast successful? When have we sat down and had a conversation that sounds anything like that?
Tim?
Every day.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about our daily planning meetings.
I mean,
it's not like we just show up on Sundays like, all right, let's talk out our asses for an hour and then say goodbye.
I meet with the board of directors every day, the Tancast board of directors. None of you guys are on it.
That's cold, man.
You guys are just talent. You guys are just talking meat sacks.
All right.
Shut up and talk about baby shit, meat sack.
Oh, my kid's got some sort of stomach bug again.
Oh, dear.
That's why I was a little late getting online.
Too much kicking his feet.
Stop letting him eating his poo.
Oh.
Too much.
Fuck
too
it.
Much something.
Welcome to Tancast. Episode 107. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
Tim, let's get started.
I'm Andy, the interrupted mid-sentence A in Tancast.
Mid-sentence, you paused! You paused like, I guess I'm done with this.
No, I just had some soul burn. It's like heartburn,
but
deeper.
I'm Noah. I'm interrupting Andy.
So, the story you got interrupted was...
I don't know what we're feeding him, but we gotta stop. Like, seriously, the stuff that we fed him in the last week... I've taken all of that stuff out of his diet. I'm, like, feeding him totally different shit because I can't stand these poos anymore, man. They're horrible. He's leaked out past diapers. Oh.
Tim finds this very funny.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's still amusing.
It hurts. Like, it's like having a crappy job. Because every day you wake up going, oh, there's going to be some outstanding shit to deal with this morning. And sure enough, his butt never disappoints.
So his wonderful. Butt never disappoints.
At 12:55, he kind of coughed, and I heard a little fart sound. I'm like, oh, I know not to trust his farts right now. Took a whiff. It was like, I don't know, sweet and sour Indian food vomit poo.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was kind of spicy, like curry, but sort of had like the sickly sweet smell, like fruit that you've left out too long. But then, of course, just that overriding like bile and bodily fluids and horror, just absolute horror.
Sounds like a fun time in the old town tonight.
Oh yeah. See, sometimes when he takes little tiny baby poos, like you take a whiff, it's like, did he fart or is that a poo? And like you actually got to take like. Peel the diaper back and take a peek. This one I got too close, which means, like, you know, I could see him before I inhaled. I really should have been in another room and just taken a whiff there and judged based on that.
Rookie mistake, sir.
I know. And I've been doing this for 2 years. You'd think I'd have the hang of it, but no.
Yeah, you're out of your rookie season, sir.
I know, that's the problem when you're self-taught. I really should have gone to classes. Formal training.
Raising babies for dummies.
Yeah. Man, I could have used that.
Do they have one of those books?
Probably.
I'm sure. With as many fucking things that they have, with as many fucking dummies books they have, they've got to have one for babies.
You know what that whole series tells me?
No.
The dummies have two things. Low self-esteem and money.
So true. Cocktail?
Actually, I guess three things. Low self-esteem, money, and a desire to learn new things.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, there's so much wrong with that.
You don't think they should learn new things?
Learning shit.
Yeah, like, what do you got, like a bus driving for dummies? I really don't think I want that person driving my bus.
Would you rather them not read the book and ride your bus, though?
I'd rather a non-dummy drive my bus.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying, if you had a choice between one that read the book and one that didn't.
Well, then again, the non-dummies are probably, like, running businesses and performing surgeries and such. I think the bus drivers may be just sort of, you know, whoever rose to that level and no farther. Or maybe just somebody who really, really, really likes taking a lot of really short trips.
You can be a long trip. There's a bus that goes...
That's true. There's express buses. There's tour buses.
Exactly. Trans-bay buses.
We don't have bays here. We have rivers.
I know. When I lived in Calistoga, I used to take a bus all the way from there to San Francisco.
Fuck me. That's a good drive.
It was. It was worth it to get out of Calistoga for a little while.
Yeah. Then again, I guess we did a day trip from San Jose to Santa Helena, which is like the next city south of Calistoga, isn't it?
Do you know the way to San Helena? I changed it up.
Shit, what was I going to say? I forget.
Who cares?
And shouldn't it be Santa Helena?
Santa Helena.
Yeah, it is Santa Helena.
You say Santa?
Hello?
Hello?
Are we gone?
No, we're still here. We're just
what
pondering. We're pondering maps.
There's no time for map pondering. There's only time for 10 laughs.
I knew that was coming.
Jokes. We like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show, it's a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. That's right, it's 10 laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh.
All right, I'll go first.
Do it.
This one's from Nick. Yeah, Nick. He's doing it. He said he saw this on the Reddit comments, and it made him chuckle. A nun is standing outside a bar chastising everyone who walks in. The Lord commands us to yield not into temptation. A wise man avoids that which dulls the senses. Things like that. One man walks up to her and says, Sister, he asks, have you ever actually tried an alcoholic beverage? Well, no, she replied. So how can you speak ill of it when you never tried it? That's a good point. Perhaps you could get me something to try. Of course, what would you like? The man says. What would a lady drink? A Manhattan. The man replies. Okay, if you could bring me the Manhattan, but give it to me in a paper cup so nobody knows I'm partaking. The man walks into a bar and orders a Manhattan in a paper cup. The bartender looks at him and says, Is that fucking nun outside there again?
Delicious.
And there you go. And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, I think I have one. I'm not sure if we've done these already. I can't be certain. I suppose I could be, but I'm not. these are from Logan. It's actually a 3-pack. what's the last thing you want to hear in a gay bar? Gay is all in capital letters.
Who farted? I don't know.
No, may I push your stool in?
I've heard that one before, but I don't know if we sit on here before.
I don't know if that's the last thing you want to hear in a gay bar, though. Because that, you can give a polite, no thank you.
Yeah.
Wait, the last thing you want to hear in a gay bar is, we've all decided to rape you.
Yes. I was going to say, somebody hold down the straight guy is probably the last thing you want to hear.
Get him. He's nice and tight. Oh, probably the last thing you want to hear is, no, we don't need any lube. Right after they're holding you down.
You know what else you don't want to hear? I may be gay, but I'm not desperate. I'm like, oh, that's insulting.
Any port
just
the
said
storm.
I'm not interested. I didn't need to know. I mean, I wasn't even gay anyway. You just insulted me for insulting me's sake.
Why are you so mean?
Or you have to blow the fat guy to leave. That's another thing you don't want to hear in a gay bar.
Why is it bad to blow the fat guy? What if he's a very nice-looking fat guy? Got a nice little penis, very smooth.
Well, I was picturing, like, I wasn't picturing, like, oh, that guy could drop a few pounds. I was picturing, like, morbidly obese and, like, that funky fat smell and his fat folds. And then, of course, that's all going to be concentrated down there in the crotch area where you can't really wash and, you know, there's cheese and whatnot.
You spread it on a cracker. It's delicious.
He's got, like, that fat apron where the stomach just hangs down over the dick.
The fupa.
No, sir. This is not the fupa. This is the overhang.
Oh, my bad. This is a dick do?
Yes. This is a definite dick do.
Stomach aches down farther than the dick do?
Yep.
Or it sticks out, yeah. Well, anyway, I've overanalyzed that joke and haven't moved on to the other two. So you know what it tastes like to go down on an 80-year-old woman?
Yes.
Depends. And what do gay men refer to hemorrhoids as?
Speed bumps.
Correct!
I don't know if I've heard that before or if I just guessed.
You heard it before. I don't believe you're that smart.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tim on this one. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit, dude. You got fucking trounced.
Worked.
Baka!
Like a straight guy at a gay bar. What?
Sorry. Also, Andrew sent in a joke, and I didn't read it because we've already read that joke sent in from somebody else, but I didn't want Andrew to think that we were just like, fuck you, May.
They treating us real good.
What the hell?
Okay.
You sound like the Dave Chappelle skit where he's talking about they don't take black hostages.
Oh, okay. They is treating us good, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Kiki Ray. Anyway, Andy, I turn the floor to you.
Alrighty. This one was sent in by Jonathan. I don't know if we've done it before, but it made me laugh. And I don't know how Gino would feel about this one, but why is being in the military like a blowjob?
I don't know. Why?
The closer you get to discharge, the better you feel.
I don't think we have read that one.
And in fairness, I've had some friends and family in the military, and they would definitely agree with that.
Both my parents were in the military. That is how they met.
Huh. Was your mom a hooker? Tim?
No, just because they arm them doesn't mean that they're actually officially part of the military.
Did you say Obama hooker?
No. Was your mom a hooker?
Oh, no. I'm like, what?
Obama hooker.
And then Andy's comments made no sense. Just because we arm them doesn't make them part of the military. What is happening over there? Are they fucking with me on purpose? Let's just say shit and see how long it takes Tim to just go fucking crazy.
Oh,
that's funny.
Oh, it just brought a tear to my eye. It's not a tan laugh. It's an email that was sent only to me, so I'm not going to share. You can out yourself in the comments if you want to, but I won't share who actually wrote this to me.
Stingy.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast listener email.
I have to admit, I used to be just another TanCast listener who silently mocked you for being totally gay and wearing douchey Crocs. But in the past week, my feelings have since changed. You see, I'm an acrobat, and I have to wear special shoes for the trampoline act I perform in at the San Diego Zoo. In order to protect the shoes from the hot gravel, my boss, who is also my father, insists that I wear Crocs over them in between shows. Thanks, Dad. While part of me wants to die after being seen in them in public, the other part of me secretly loves how comfortable they are. Damn. So while the guys are writing you about looking incredibly gay in your Crocs, take heart. At least you don't look as gay as the girl dressed like a sparkly cheetah in big black Crocs.
For a second, I wondered. I was like, I'm like, is that a female trampoline act? But then I was like, well, why would she, a female, be as embarrassed about wearing Crocs?
Because she's got sparkly cheetah leggings and
but she's a female.
Big
it's all
black
right.
Crocs on over other
no,
shoes.
No, it's not all right, Noah. Don't
it's
start.
Right.
No,
it's all
no,
right.
It's not all right. Ladies, listen. Don't wear Crocs. I mean, if you have to for your job, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, besides quit. But
I'm just saying, no, I feel more acceptable for a female to wear Crocs than Andy.
No, it's not.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why you've glommed onto that, but it is so not.
I think it is.
That would be, if I was single, that would be a deal breaker. I'm like, ooh, no.
Because women could get away wearing way more shit than dudes can.
Yep.
That may be true. Crocs isn't one of them.
Yeah, like if I wear a dress, comfortable as they may be. Have you ever seen, I don't know, like they do them with dancers that are trying to be a little bit modern or whatever, where they've got that like guy version of a dress that's got the waist like all the way up to your like your rib cage, and it's like really heavy material that just hangs like straight down.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've often thought that looked like just incredibly comfortable, but society prevents me from indulging.
I'm going to throw out there that the girl that wrote that in, probably very in shape.
As an acrobat performing in front of people, not just like I'm an acrobat. I look, I do somersaults in my backyard. Yeah, I'm gonna say probably yes.
Hello, listener. I bet you got a hot body. That's all.
Noah's got a sexy voice.
Like that.
If her father forces her to wear Crocs, can you imagine what he's gonna do to you?
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever gonna meet, so I think I'll be all right.
All right,
Noah.
Good. You can hunt you down through the internet.
I also don't know what age this listener is.
I'm still sure they have a hot body for whatever
could
age.
Could be in
the
20s. Could be 12.
Could be 12. I'm sure the other 12-year-old is like, "Damn, you see her?
She got an ass like a 9-year-old boy."
Well, she herself is only 10, so. So. I threw out on Facebook before we started, you know, like, hey, in the Tancast fan page, we're recording a new episode, anything you want us to hit? And, well, before I get into that, I meant to mention this last week, but I forgot. Eric, one of our listeners, is trying to come up with a name for his American football team, and he asked for contributions from the Tancast listenership. And I threw it up on our Tancast Twitter. I don't think anyone responded, so I'm throwing it out on this episode. I came up with the Fighting Crocs because I thought that'd be a funny idea.
That would be.
No one else has added.
Fucktards is probably not acceptable.
I'm guessing probably not.
How about the Tuckfards?
I wonder if you can get away with that. The Fighting Tuckfards. I always have to put fight God, in front of
fighting
team names.
In there.
Yep.
The best part of that is putting the F in fighting is going to make people want to reverse those consonants.
The Fighting Tuckfards.
I like have it. no ideas.
How about the Mighty Pigeons?
Maybe, if you knew where they live, that might help, because then you could, like, kind of play it on their name.
I think he's looking for something more inappropriate and less local. I could be wrong. Maybe he's like, I just don't name a lot of football teams, if you could help me out. Not like we do. Like, we're always naming, we shall dub thee the 49ers, and it shall be good. Until the 80s are over, and then you just suck.
How about the 69ers?
No, the 69ers. That is good.
It's more like a beer league. So, is this American football or international football?
It said American football team, so okay. There you go.
Sorry, I brain farted out on
Don't
that
be
word.
Brain farting.
And where?
I think it's the baby poo. I think it killed a couple of brain cells.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, why did they have American football? Like, what is this team? Is this fantasy football team? Like, what's going on? I want some deets.
In honor of Mel Gibson, how about the Pack of Niggers?
Well, that kind of leads me into we'll talk about Mel Gibson in a second, but that leads me into some of the comments that got left on the, hey, we just started recording, do you have any topics for us? Bryce said his coworkers are replacing the word nigger with the word Democrats, as in, some fucking Democrat cut me off this morning, the only good one is a dead one, I hate, and then that was his quote, and then after that quote he wrote, I hate the South. And then some frowny face. They also believe that the oil spill is a sign of the end of times, so they're buying shit with credit cards because they won't have to pay it back in the end times. Jesus Christ. Not to mention their beckish views on... Bryce left three comments in a row. Not to mention their beckish views on Obama and praise of Limbaugh. Tony then responded, replace Democrats with ninjas or something else. Thinly disguised racism is still racism.
I think it wouldn't be funny if God worked for the credit card companies.
I'm going to make him think there's end of time so I can suck up all that sweet, sweet interest and put a wing on heaven.
Yeah. I love that it's like everything. It's like, oh, you know, this huge world war is a sure sign of the end of times.
Oh,
really?
That reminds
what do you
me.
Think the plague was? It wiped out like a third of Europe. You think, like, oh, you know, a couple million dead in World War II? Yeah, horrible, horrible, horrible. A third of fucking Europe dead in the plague, and the world's still ticking right along. You know, unless that was the end times and we're all the sinners still stuck here.
My wife would tell me that there has been a lot of deaths in New York from people getting killed by falling branches.
What the fuck?
She said, like, in the last month there's been, like, three people killed by falling branches.
And that's
what
like,
the fuck? And people don't have to do with anything.
The Gaia theory, that the Earth's pissed off and is going to get back at us.
And people want
that's just
to
all the trees
something.
In New York going, you know what? Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy and this guy and that guy and that guy and that douche and that fucking Guido and that girl. Fuck them all.
Whoa. Guido now.
And she said the people are up in arms and they want something to be done.
We're going to chop all the branches off. Stumps and trunks.
We need to strike the trees before the trees strike us.
Hey, guess what? Have you seen what New York looks like in Central Park right now? Imagine all of the gray areas look like what Central Park looks like right now. You already won. You beat the trees. You got the trees on a little tree reservation in the middle of the city.
It was a baby that was killed last, so whenever a baby gets killed...
They're going after our young.
That's when people are like, fuck, we need to do something.
Put helmets on your fucking kids. I mean, branches fall sometimes.
I know, it's
other
like,
heavy
you know,
shit.
It
live
sucks.
In a city made of masonry and like shit that's heavy and up high.
I bet you just never see that coming. You know, you don't leave the day and like
I hope a branch doesn't fall on my baby.
But after that happens, I bet you fucking stay the fuck away from branches. You're exactly up there. Get the fuck out of the way. Get the fuck out of the way.
You got PTSD, and every time like a wind whips up and you hear the branches rustling, they're fucking coming for me, man. They're coming.
Get away from that tree. Get away from that tree.
That tree's going to rape you.
We're moving to the desert.
Fuck that. Cactuses are worse than trees. Oh.
Cactuses will stab you. Cactuses are like the Puerto Ricans of trees. Thank you.
Nice.
There's my riddle bit of racism this week.
Well done.
Thank you.
We were talking about racist vampires. Not racist vampires. Asian vampires.
We were playing Pictionary last night, and Noah tried to draw a vampire, and it just looked like a really bad Asian, what do you call it?
Caricature?
Caricature, yeah. But with pointy teeth.
I'll try to draw it really fast.
And we're like, I want to suck your broad. Racism.
It's what's for dinner.
And lunch. Oh, I mean Lynch.
I am coming soon to suck your bread.
Glad I didn't talk over that. That was the winner. So there's more suggestions. Luke says the World Cup final is in about an hour, which actually it's probably starting now. Is that right, Danelle? Is it starting at 11? All right. So not that it matters for the people listening to this, because there's no way I'm editing this before we're done recording it. But... Fuck, he's good.
Quick, hop back in the time machine.
Marty, we gotta edit Tancast. No. Anyway, so Luke says the final's about an hour, although I don't think any of you could stand another draw, which is what I'm certain is going to happen.
I could stand another draw, because I don't give a shit.
You can draw in the final? I thought they went to, like, overtime and shootouts.
Yeah, I'm sure by this point they'll eventually go to overtime and shootout, because they've done that for previous games. I think in the top eight, I think, is when they start doing that.
Look
yeah.
at Tim knowing shit about soccer. You're gay.
I'm married to a soccer fan.
Beard.
All right, fair enough. Yes, I'm actually going to a World Cup get-together after this, but only for the delicious cheese queso dip.
That's how you do it.
It's fucking delicious. It's beans and... yes!
I think you've been to this person's place before.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, I gotta say it. Cheese and queso are the same fucking thing.
I was waiting. I was like, I've really left myself wide open for this one.
A kept it down as long as I could. I'm sorry. All right.
You feel better now?
I do. I actually do.
I love it when my chimpanzee monkey eats my queso cheese dip.
No, if I lived any closer, I'd be at your house right now fist fucking you until you corrected that.
Good time.
Tim's bored by us.
I am. Okay, so a couple more things as I suggested. CJ suggests we talk about the sexiest accents. Aw, yeah. I'm assuming that's how he wrote "aw, yeah," but I'm adding some inflection to it.
Maybe it's like, aw, yeah, and boom, goes in dynamite.
You should talk about sexiest accents. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Irish. That's a sexy accent.
Really?
You don't think so?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm surprised you do. I don't know if I would call it sexy.
So no, is the yeah. Try to spin it all you want.
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Noah, some pale redheaded girl speaking with that lovely Irish lilt. Not gonna get a little twinge.
I might like it, but I don't know if I call it sexy. That's all I'm saying.
English accent, which I probably should have gone with first, since most of our foreign listeners are from England. But I'd say most of them are guys. Only Joe. Joe, that's for you. How you doing? Call me.
Talk British to him.
Speak a crazy British language.
Make sure you pronounce the U in color. He loves that.
Australian. Also, I mean, it's similar, but it's different enough. There are subtle differences.
Yeah.
I mean, there are distinct differences, not subtle differences. There probably are also subtle differences, but...
I liked...
Now when we say English, more towards like the received pronunciation side, less the Cockney.
I loves me some hot Cockney accents. Like, hey, how you doing, Governor? Mind if I suck your dick?
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Crikey, that's a big dick. Now I went Australian.
Now you went
see?
Australian, yep.
That's why I don't do accents in my stand-up. My wife really loves to do the Minnesotan accent. She enjoys hearing it and as such says it. However, if she talks for too long, it starts to get like Irish. And so she was doing it at a wedding and they were making fun of her. Oh, yeah, don't you know for sure? Yeah, okay, with the Lucky Charms.
Magically delicious.
I'm not doing it very well, but anyway, so they have pictures of her trying to say, and like she's trying to say some word with an ooh sound, so it's a picture of her like, it's very amusing. I think she's in the shower and her phone is ringing. I guess I'm going to have to let that ring.
That's okay, I can't hear it. And that's all that matters.
That's too bad, cause it's a fucking jam. I love her ringtone. Bam, 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 bam. Dancing.
That sounded kind of cat-like.
Dancing. Noah, you've been silent on the accent front.
I don't know. I would say, yeah, the English accent is nice. I don't know, there's no accents that really get me hot.
Danelle, did you hear your phone ring? Your phone rang. No problem.
I think just the question, did you hear your phone ring? It's probably sufficient to tell her that it did, in fact, ring.
You hear your phone ring?
Did you hear the phone ring? Well, it didn't. You're fucking crazy. Get that checked out. You got the mental.
I could have been asking, like, hey, did you hear your phone ring? Because I thought I did. And, like, I was asking for confirmation, so I was letting her know that, no, I was, in fact, telling her. That makes sense.
That would be funny. Did you hear your phone ring? Yeah, I did. Because it fucking didn't. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You got your ears checked and your head checked. Crazy lady.
I kind of liked Mila Jovovich's Broken English in Fifth Element. It's not really an accent, but I don't know. Something about it. Number one supreme being.
You know what doesn't get enough play as a sexy accent? The deaf accent.
Oh. Yeah.
I like to rub your testicles in my mouth.
Lucky the deaf people can't hear this, so fuck you.
Or I'm as you said in people. One early episode, beware, we're going to transfer this into Braille and the deaf people can hear it.
They wouldn't be able to hear it, Tim.
I know. That's what made me laugh. That's what made us laugh when you said it. You're like, we're going to put this into Braille. Wait, no. Fuck it. Forget it.
I wonder if doing it doggy style with a deaf girl gets awkward. Because, like, you know, you can't
well,
tell
did.
Her. Hey, I'm gonna go. It's about to happen.
Maybe you have a tapping system.
Yeah, that's true.
Do a little shaving a haircut, two bits knocked on the back of my head when you're ready to go.
On the back of the head?
And I'll just say, how about you tap out SOS if you're asking if you can put it in the butt?
Sending out an SOS.
Shave and a haircut, two bits.
Okay, so the last two I have here for suggestions. Brian, they're both from Brian. iPhone 4 Grip of Death, funniest customer service response ever. Do either of you know what he's talking about?
No.
Well, Brian, sorry. And then he also sent us a video. Says it's his new favorite superhero, one that Superman and rape and all. It fits. Just watch the video. And there it is. We can all watch it together. Or not. But
I'm clicking.
I started watching it.
Oh, got to sign in because it's an adult video.
Well, I guess the grip of death is maybe referring to when...
I'm assuming it's the, you hold it this way.
Yeah, and it drops your signal.
Maybe he's talking about Steve Jobs' response of, like, don't hold it that way.
Could be.
That is pretty poor customer service.
Don't do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this video is 8 minutes long?
Yeah, we'll watch that later.
Yeah. We loved it. We fucking loved it. Okay, hang on. That was fucking awful. All right, Tim, you can cut whichever one of those things fits. Wait, the third one.
I laughed. I cried. It became a part of me.
Yeah, but maybe we'll talk about that in Tancast 108.
Okay.
I was just surprised that we got such a response. I was like, well, you know what? I want to reward all those people who actually took the time out of their day to, A, be friends with us on Facebook, or, you know, be fans of us on Facebook, and also respond when I threw out that tweet.
You know what else we should say?
What should we say?
I don't think we acknowledge enough. Todd. We don't talk enough about Todd. He sends us lots of funny links throughout the week.
Indeed.
We never mention it, so this one's for you, Todd. I will say this, Todd. It is a 2010. Whatever video you want to send us, it's probably on YouTube. Now that I'm on attachments, I'm always just skeptical of attachments.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I almost never open attachments.
I do if they're images, but anything more than that, I...
We do appreciate the links, Todd. So there you go.
Have we ever talked about any of his links on the show?
I don't think we have. I don't know if he... I mean, I'll think about that, man. We haven't talked about him. He still sends them. I wonder if he's all butthurt. Like, man, they fucking send them gold. And they don't talk about shit.
Sorry, Todd.
We love you.
Stop me, Stan.
I tweak your nipples a little bit. Just a little.
Just be careful if I start to tap out SOS.
Remember, well, I do shave.
Wait, where else would
bits.
I be putting it?
I was like, seeing as it's Todd, I'm guessing you really don't have a. You only have a. There's no next door neighbor. There's only one.
Well, Andy's dick is small enough that he could do up the pee hole.
No, we're doing the interfemoral. We're doing it Harvard style.
Or you can do some docking.
You know, just putting it between the thighs and rubbing around. It's not gay that way.
Oh, good.
According to all of the boys at the all male boarding schools.
Excellent.
Ah, institutionalized sexual abuse is funny.
No, it's not. No. That is wrong.
It's always
funnier
when you gotta wear a uniform.
Catholic school boys in trouble. Oh, hey, speaking of racism, somebody NPR was reporting on something happening in the world, and I didn't quite catch, like, what they were talking about, but I do know that the country that they were talking about was Niger, and it got me thinking... What if we just replaced the N-word with that country's name?
Then you're still racist?
Yeah, but you're fancy racist.
It sounds a little French. Niger.
Yeah. Niger.
Exactly.
You dirty Niger.
And who takes an angry French person seriously?
So
if you had some redneck motherfucker yelling about those goddamn Nigers down the block, you'd kind of giggle.
They are not known for their finer points of the nuance of pronouncing words, so
true.
I think this may end up blowing up in your face.
This is true. They did, after all, bequeath us with y'all. By the way, did I ever tell you guys that down here, people with the really country accents refer to boiled things as bald things?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Bald. I bald it.
Yeah. So somebody was talking about, you gotta try these
cabbage?
Bald peanuts. Like, bald, like they're not hairy, or bald, like you cram them all together into a sphere? No, bald. Yes. B-A-L-D or B-A-L-L-E-D. I'm just trying to differentiate between those two. Yeah, speaking of accents that aren't sexy.
The southern accent can be sexy.
No, the Georgia Peach accent can be sexy. The real country southern accent, not.
You know, just infuriating. I don't find sexy the broken English Asian accent. Not for me.
Really?
Really? I think the hottest words in the English language are you, me, G.I., sucky, sucky, five dara.
I was like, because I've seen, I guess it helps that the visual going along with it was attractive, but like, I've seen attractive Asian women with broken accents.
I'm not saying the woman wouldn't be attractive. I'm just saying that accent is annoying.
She's attractive in spite of the broken English accent. Or the broken English.
I guess. I guess it adds something to it. It's like, I can say whatever I want, and the odds are you won't understand me.
I just got to talk really fast and use big words. All right, baby, you want to come to my domicile?
What the fuck?
We can engage in some intercourse. And I do not mean discussion.
Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be discourse?
I thought discourse was when you were telling somebody something, and intercourse is when you were talking between you two. I don't know English. Yep. Definitions of intercourse: communications between individuals.
Which is?
Intercourse is communication between people.
It is? Well, then what's discourse?
I'm checking right now.
Well, get on it.
To consider or examine in speech or writing. Extended verbal expression in speech or writing. Written or spoken communication or debate. Formal discussion or debate. So it looks like discourse can be a communication.
Boom.
But it is specifically relating to... Well, I guess it's flavored more towards you each have points that you're trying to make.
It's flavored towards Tim is awesome and right.
Lecture.
Tim, right.
We're both right. Nobody's left here.
That's not true.
Well, hey, you're right. Danelle just left.
Really? You're giving them shit for a cheesy joke like that?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Noah. Thank you.
Did I miss the part where you guys let all mine slide? Oh, no, I didn't. It never happened.
Every time. Let it slide.
You always call me on it.
Nope.
I'm just like, I did slide. Call him on queso and cheese.
That's not even a cheese joke. That's just misspeaking. We were talking about mispronouncing foreign words and how it irritates people. And I was talking about the time we were watching some DVD. I was like, oh, making enough vignettes. And you're like, vignettes. You were just so angry. Sorry, I'm talking to Andy, for those of you who can't tell who I'm talking to. Well, probably from the Noah giggle, you could tell. And then I pronounced it vignettes from then on. I'm like, oh, this irritates Andy. Vignettes, 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 vignettes. I'm watching some vignettes now. You can lick my balls.
That's what kind of friend Tim is. He's a good buddy.
Friend till the end.
You know what's funny is that for me, that story became just a long string of Tim for no reason pronouncing it vignettes. Over and over and over again. Like, Tim could not see the word vignettes without, like, having this ADD need to say vignettes 1,000 times. For no conceivable reason.
Now you can conceive of a reason. The reason is douchebaggery.
Yeah, but it means, like, that initial occurrence was so important to you and completely meaningless to me.
You were so angry. Vignettes?
Yeah, but, like, I get so angry. And it's so transient. I am furious for that moment.
I'm like, why do you care? We're not making a presentation. They're fucking, our rent isn't on the line for this. Fuck, he said vignettes. We're fucked. We're fucked. We're fucked.
It was like that time that I just Eddie Murphy movers. I was furious in that instant.
That made no sense. We were watching this blooper show.
Oh.
And the announcer's like, coming up next, we're going to do this, plus Eddie Murphy bloopers. And for no reason.
It was
he hadn't been talking.
Let me defend myself here.
No.
Okay.
For no reason. And he's just piped. Like, he hadn't been saying anything up to this point. Like, we've been laughing at, you know, at the rare occasion when the bloopers were funny. And then, like, the guy's like, coming up next, blah, 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 Eddie Murphy bloopers. And then Andy just goes, Eddie Murphy bloopers. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
But it was, like, angry. It wasn't just like I was, like, you know, rocking in my chair like Eddie Murphy bloopers. It was like Eddie Murphy bloopers.
Yeah, like he had wronged you in some way.
Eddie Murphy bloopers.
I'm like, did Eddie Murphy rape your childhood?
He did.
That announcer was so, like, falsely earnest every time. It, like, like you said, you know, the blooper show, yeah, we were laughing at the few that were funny, and the most of them were just like, I could have done without that. That was retarded. And it was like this one announcer guy that just kept showing up, like trying to oversell fucking everything, and it was really getting on my nerves. So it's every time, it's like, coming up, some more hilarious bloopers! And Eddie Murphy bloopers! Fuck you, dude.
Whoa, all right.
Calm it down. I know. They gave him a shit product and told him, you know what? You better sell this or you're not getting fucking paid. You sell this shit.
Yeah, there's probably some dude in the booth. Can you be more excited about this?
No, I've seen the bloopers. I really can't. Well, I got all your money in here. And I got a lock on that door. Eddie Murphy bloopers. All right, that's better. My wife was eating a vanilla milkshake the other day. My son doesn't know how to ask for a drink of anything. So anything he sees that he wants, it's always bite. That's his word for I want you to put that in my head. And he's over next to her just bite, 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 bite. So she gives him a sip. And he kind of gets that like cold, like, oh my God, this is so cold face on him. And then as soon as he swallows it, he's like, oh, that was delicious. Bite, 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 bite. She finishes her milkshake. He's over there still begging for bites. She's trying to explain to him that it's empty. I go over. I'm like, I've got a bottle for you. It's delicious. She's like, really? Really? You're going to try to sell him on bottle when he's over here begging for milkshake? Milkshake's fucking delicious. He has that bottle twice a day, every day, his whole life. Fucking women. They undercut you, man.
I like that. I like the part of your joke was the fact that he says bite. Even though it's not necessarily that he's not eating, like he, in this case, it's a sip. Yet you started off by saying that Caitlin was eating a milkshake. And then Noah tried to call you on it. You steamrolled right over him.
Well, I did turn the headphones down. When I'm talking, I can't hear you guys.
Fuck you, Noah. You're not going to derail this train. Choo, choo, choo.
I mean, people talk about how my voice is resonant. Like, even if I'm trying to be quiet, like you can hear me all the way on the other side of the house. It really resonates inside my own head.
Well, it's a big head.
Like, yeah.
A lot of room to resonate.
Yep.
Bounce off the walls.
Yep, it just echoes.
Words, 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 words.
That's the thing. You guys think I talk a lot. Really, it's just a couple of words, and they all wind up sort of reverberating. You're just getting the same words over and over.
Yeah, we know. Fuck you, Tim. There you go. I said it.
Thank you. It was coming. I was holding
Full
it
service.
Down.
Like I was holding down your mama's titties.
I love some titties.
It's titty-rific.
Speaking of titties, whose titties are those that we're supposed to be following on Twitter?
This comedian named Kelly. Kelly is her name?
Tim's going to insert that last name in editing?
Nope. I doubt she even listens. I don't remember her last name. I met her at Rooster Feathers. I think she was in one of the comedy competitions that I was hosting. And then I've just subsequently seen her, and I find her amusing. And then she posted on Facebook that she decided to stay away from Twitter, but someone gave her the idea of having her tits would have a Twitter account. And I was like, I will follow your tits.
Kelly McCarron.
I thought it'd be funny if I started one about my balls.
Did you really?
I thought it'd be funny. I didn't do it.
Oh, I thought you said, I thought it'd be funny, so I started one about my balls. I was like, wow, Noah.
You should do one about your dick.
No, just
and
my
every
balls.
Single tweet should be knock, knock, who's there? Me.
And just have a picture of my cockhead.
But it's all pixelated.
I thought you took some creams or something to get rid of the pixelation.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Dick.
He puts the dick in ridiculous.
I put the us in ridiculous.
Sorry, my nose itched. I scratched it.
I was wondering what that was. Sounded like you were trying to be that fucking robot from Buck Rogers.
Hey, Buck.
Bitty, bitty, bitty.
You mean talking about Twinkie?
Tweaky.
Twiggy.
I've never seen Buck
Twiggy
Rogers.
Twiggy was the model. Twinkie is the food. Tweaky is the robot.
You sure it's not Twiggy?
Pretty sure.
All right.
Twiggy was a character on Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Huh. I've been saying it wrong all this time.
Apparently there's also an actress named Twiggy.
Yes, well, a model, known for being very skinny in the 70s. T-W-I-K-I, Tweaky.
I think it was Ziggy on Happy Days.
Yes, I think you're right.
Baby, hey, Buck.
Yeah, look, there he is.
He had the clock on his neck before, Flavor Flav Man style.
I know, and that clock was a whole person.
Yeah, who didn't really, was he just smart? What the fuck did that thing do?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a long-ass time since I saw Buck Rogers.
Baby, baby, baby. Hey, Buck. Beep, 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 beep.
Squiggy. It was Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Squiggy.
Google's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Stop putting Laverne and Shirley and Ziggy together.
Ziggy is a comic book strip, you idiot.
Yep, that's what it kept saying.
You know?
No.
I think when I was a kid watching Buck Rogers that Erin Gray may have been my first celebrity crush.
I'll be sure and let her know.
Yeah, do that, because she's got to be like 60 now. 60-something, probably. Fuck, how long ago was Buck Rogers?
Long enough that your
79
mama...
to 81. I do believe that I was watching Buck Rogers on reruns.
I hope so. Actually, she was just up here in San Francisco for some convention.
Oh, wait, there she is. There's a link on Wikipedia to Erin Gray, who is 60. Holy shit, she was almost exactly the same age as my dad. Birthdays less than a week apart.
But I bet you never masturbated to your dad.
No. Well, there was that one time when I was drunk, but... What?
Huh?
Huh? Not a lot of pictures of her currently.
She's a 60-year-old actress. We are a very image-conscious society.
Well,
she was also in Silver Spoons.
Yes, she was.
Couple of Silver Spoons. Hoping to find your sticky behind.
Hoping to find two of a kind or something like that. Together, we're going to find our way.
So last night, we had sort of an impromptu game night, actually. We just sort of... Danelle was inviting some folks over for dinner, and it just blossomed into a lot of people. And then we ended up playing Music Scene It. Well, we played regular Scene It and then Music Scene It. And for some reason, I was trying to come up with the first. I can't remember what prompted it. Like, I know there was a Tina Turner question of some. Oh. The question was some lyric starts what Tina Turner song? And then someone guessed What's Love Got to Do with It. I'm like, no, that's not it, because that's not how What's Love Got to Do with It starts. And then I spent the next 7 questions trying to figure out how What's Love Got to Do with It starts, even when some of them were my team's turn, and I was like, I'm not thinking about this question. I'm still thinking about how What's Love Got to Do with It starts, so good luck to you.
That's Tim, team player.
And then I remembered the second verse, sang all of it to the chorus, and I was like, boom, did it. And then I was like, wait, I think that was the second verse.
He did spend a lot of time thinking about those lyrics.
And then finally, Noah looked it up on his iPhone and was like, God damn it!
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
Because I had everything except for like the first couple lines. I'm like, I know all you need to do is go backwards, but I can't. I can only go forwards.
It can't. It won't.
It's funny how the mnemonics don't work backwards. Like,
yes.
If you get a starting point, you can continue on with the same way the song always goes, but you cannot step back to the next, you know, whatever, even the fucking line, not even the verse.
True that.
It's a mystery. True that.
Brain is a mystery.
It's a strange little machine that we walk around with on top of our shoulders.
It does.
I thought there was something else we wanted to talk about today, but I can't remember what it was.
Mel Gibson?
Oh, we can go with that.
He's fucking crazy. He needs to keep his mouth shut. Boom. Done.
He was just telling her like it is. That he will not put up with her showing off, seeing her fucking pussy from behind in those short shorts.
I think we really realize what it takes to end your career. Or, you know, really enrage the public. Like, when he talked about gays back in the day. He talked shit about them twice, actually, from what I remember. We let that slide. Talked about the Jews, we let that slide. Call it like a cop sugar tits, we let that slide. Said something about a pack of niggers, we were going to let that go. Until he was talking shit about fake breasts, and we were like, hold the fuck on.
Back it up.
You do not speak ill of the fake breasts, sir.
And see, that's funny, that's the one point that I was with him on.
Racist.
Yeah, he's going on about the pack of niggers and the woman looking like a bitch in heat and all that. I'm like, hey, man, that's racist. That's misogynist. Hey. It's
hey,
like, you're fucking fake tits. You look ridiculous. I'm like, well, now there's truth.
That's the truth, Roof.
Hey.
You know what? I've seen her fake tits. She doesn't look ridiculous.
Well, you haven't seen her naked,
have you? Personal?
Yeah, when I was sucking on him last night.
Oh, zing and dong ding. No, wait, we were playing games last night.
It was in between the part when we left our house and went over to Jeff's house.
Okay. I think you're lying, sir.
What? How dare you?
How dare you?
I never.
All right. You never. I'm just going to take that as...
You take that at face value.
Yeah. That is as written. All right, continuing on. I wonder if this really will.
Mel Gibson?
Somebody had tweeted that we should have known that Mel Gibson was crazy because it went from Lethal Weapon to a Jesus snuff film.
Come on, you're telling me there's something wrong with those breasts? I say no.
Let's see. Yeah, see, you got to see the real deal, though. Because, like, if those nipples are both pointed out sideways, or, like, one's a little higher than the other, or, like, they're
both staring
at the ceiling.
He wasn't talking about seeing them naked. He was referring to seeing them the way she displays them out and about. And that's not even her out and about. She's doing a lingerie photo shoot. Like, I can't imagine she dresses more revealing than that in her everyday life.
Yeah, no, that bitch's crazy.
I love that he's making, like, a really big deal about breastfeeding the kid with foreign bodies. Like, when he's first going off on that about, you know, breastfeeding the kid with foreign bodies in you, it's like, wait. Does he mean that, like, some like, Italian guy is fucking her while she's breastfeeding the kid? Or?
I thought he was saying she had nigger sperm already in her or something. Like, I was like, wait, what is he talking about foreign bodies?
But see, that still could be domestic. We do have a, you know, a domestic pack of niggers here in the U.S.
Yikes.
Yes.
I can't find a single picture of her out and about where her, like, breasts are really on display. Oh, wait, there's one. I had to go several pages deep into the image search for this one, but even this is not, like, crazy boobage.
Yeah, and honestly, he looks just fine with them right there.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, you got a little bit of an upskirt in that shot, too. That's nice.
Good evening.
That's good for the kids.
Now, why, when I do a search for Oksana Grigorievna, whatever her name is, why am I saying a Russian name with an Italian accent? I don't know. Don't worry about it. But a picture of just Hillary Clinton. Like, she's not, like, Oksana's not in the picture. Sometimes Google image search baffles me. Like, oh, you were looking pictures of Clint Eastwood? Here's the Grand Canyon. What? Sarah Michelle Gellar? Here's a Pez dispenser. What?
That makes total sense.
You know, if you do a Google image search with safe search on moderate for crazy boobage, in quotes, so it's looking for exactly that, it only brings you back two images. If you turn safe search back to off, you get a lot more pictures.
Crazy boobage. These boobs are crazy.
If you get rid of the quotes, you get a lot more.
I'm crazy boobage, and I'm just giving these tits away. No? All right.
Oh, I'm laughing. Stumble. That was funny.
It was a stumble.
I'm laughing on the inside.
All right. Was there something else we wanted to talk about?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think we're pretty good.
All right.
Oh, I didn't talk about I didn't apologize or talk about why last week's episode just went up like fucking yesterday.
Yeah, apologize, fucker.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
So we mentioned the broken laptop last week. What we didn't mention is that I was going to be house sitting for most of last week as well. And so I didn't have my computer, so I had to... Danelle's friend gave us her laptop along when she got a new one. She's like, well, you can take this one. So you have, and you know, an extra laptop. It was supposed to be like, that would be Danelle's, and then the one that is now broken was going to be mine. It turns out that laptop was really old and slow, and so Danelle never really used it. And she gave this to us in 2007. We really haven't turned it on since then. And so when my laptop broke, I was like, oh, well, maybe we can use this other laptop. And it was still slow, but, like, every time I turned it on, I have to update it. And, like, still, like, it happens again. Like, because, like, it keeps going, like, you need updates. Like, you, like, I don't know what you were thinking, but since 2007, we've updated a lot of shit. And, like, I think, it, like, when I turned it on, I think it was on Firefox version 1. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. I fixed a neighbor's computer and had to reinstall the OS. First thing that happened, updates. The next thing that happened, updates. Fucking, like, he called me up. He's like, hey, is it done yet? I'm like, well, I haven't actually been able to test anything to, like, really confirm that the problem's solved. Because every time the computer boots up, it wants updates. And I can't really get a valid test until everything's up to date. So, like,
but now I've seen,
literally all evening, I was just walking by the computer and telling it to reboot and then letting it re-download.
Well, because, like, I've seen the same update a couple times. I'm like, well, fucking get it done. What do you keep asking me for?
Well, it's weird. Like, Windows Update will tell you that it wants one specific update, but then it'll apply a bunch of other ones that conflict with that one, so that one will fail. So that one will show up on the list again. But the next time you reboot and that one's back on the list, there's a whole bunch of other ones that depended on all the ones that actually did apply successfully, and they'll keep that one from applying. So it'll still be there the next time.
Well, no, it's just one that I keep seeing over and over again. Like, it's like, you need this update. You got the update. You've successfully done the update. Good. Glad that's over.
Now
open
reboot.
The again.
Now you need this update. Motherfucker. Just apply.
You all right over there?
Oh, I was doing my Tim.
Oh, got it. Anyway, so I was dog sitting, and I had to, you know, be doing what I was getting paid to do, was dog sit, and then also adding Audacity to the new old laptop, and then trying to work it, which was even slower. Like it goes kind of slow it goes really slow on the broken laptop, but I mean, it used to go slow on it anyway, and it went just like 10 times slower. It was like, add silence. Like, you can hear gears grinding to a halt. Like, dear God, what does he want from us? Silence. A little steam comes out the back of it.
And then, did that computer just fart itself to death?
And then, for some reason, I couldn't load the thing that lets you, in Audacity, export to an MP3. So I had to export it to a wave, wait till I came back here for a while, put the wave on my desktop, export that, or change that to an MP3, and then convert that to the format that the compression rate that we have for Tancast. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This is a lot of work for three guys talking about penises.
It really is. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, people don't realize how many steps our audio takes just to get to this sweet, refined shit that comes out of your speakers every week. It's like, we record as MP3s, those get transferred to WAV files, those WAV files get moderated for sound, those get all thrown together, edited together, and then that gets saved as an MP3 file, which then gets compressed and then gets uploaded.
Well, and if you ever wonder anything about the audio quality, I think all of those steps should give you some idea.
What?
We really like to grind Tancast into a fine paste before smearing it over your ears.
Are you saying our audio quality isn't anything but the best?
No.
It's the best. The best of the best of the best of the best.
Sir.
Of the best. Of the best. B-E-S-T. You and me. Oh, yeah. Nothing?
No, right. Nothing.
Oh, and I've taken my last trip to Disneyland as an annual pass holder. That was a little sad.
I was like, ever? Like, fuck this place.
I've had enough. I've grown up.
But I don't want to grow up.
My inner child is dead. Fuck it. Here's something odd. I think I sort of hinted at this last week, but because I went to Disneyland on Saturday, July 3rd. There was people there, but it wasn't crowded. Then I also went on Tuesday. It was fucking packed. So basically, you should aim for quote-unquote busy days if you don't want it to be busy. Because they did this promotion where you can buy an annual pass on monthly payments, and I think a bunch of people did that, but they got the cheapest ones with blockout dates. So blockout dates are the days it's quote-unquote busy, so they can't go then. But they go every other goddamn day. I'm like, Star Tours is a 25-minute wait? No one gives a shit about Star Tours. They don't. I'm sorry.
I give a shit.
Yeah, they really should have updated Star Tours like a decade ago.
They should have updated Star Tours before the fucking prequels came out. Because now it's going to be all prequelicious.
Yeah. George Lucas is like, remember that thing that you loved at Disneyland? Well, I've shat on that too. Surprise, fuckers! Oh, George Sadness. Lucas, why must you suck so?
Why, George? Why?
He must have had his soul pulled out when he got all that fat injected. Says the fat guy.
Noah, you've gotten pretty quiet over there. You all right?
I'm dead.
Noah's giving up.
All right.
Noah's like, fuck these guys.
Fuck these niggas, I'm going home. Wait, I am home.
And you are a nigga.
Your mom's a nigga. Your mom's a nigga lover.
Nigga lover, the movie they tried to stop.
Oh, you know what? I think I finally have a response for that iPhone 4 Grip of Death.
And it is
this link. This is the a sneak preview of the iPhone 5.
Let's see here. Oh, yes, I did see that.
Yeah, of course, because you go to dig like I do.
Your mama goes to dig. Oh, shit, shit, shitty, shit, shitty,
although shittons. I don't click on everything. I usually click on stuff that says pick video.
Me too.
Or if the title grabs me enough for me to stop, but I usually go pretty fast. Because fuck some shit that ends up on there. I'm like, really? Why? Yeah. How the fuck did this get dug to the top? Like, there was this fucking article about Toy Stories and measuring fucking tears and shit based on the sequels.
God.
Oh, I was like, how the fuck did this shit get in the main feed?
That's weird. I did something like that. It would almost be like you're insulting me by saying that. You fucking stain
what?
Of shit.
No, I know. Your shit's good, Tim.
But speaking of pics on Dig, there was one about parents in the 60s versus parents in 2010. And it shows a kid with an F on the report card getting screamed at in the 60s. Parents yelling, these
yes.
grades are terrible. And in 2010, it's the same parents and the kid screaming at the teacher.
These grades are terrible.
I wasn't a kid in the 60s, but I have known a lot of educators in the 90s and the aughts. So there's definitely some truth to that second panel.
Yes, I know some teachers as well.
Oh, I bet you do.
Some biblically.
Yes, very biblically. All the best Bible verses. The ones that involve deep dicking.
Mm-hmm.
What Bible
sorry,
verse
Matt.
Is that, Tim?
I'm pretty sure you've stopped listening, but sorry, Matt.
Aren't all the Bible verses about the real deep dicking in Song of Solomon or Song of Songs or whatever?
I was listening to the Distorted View show, and there's apparently some biblical group that's trying to advocate ain't fisting, and saying that, and they found a Bible quote that they said strengthens their position that the Lord is for fisting.
That's sweet. I believe
Google,
the Lord is for fisting.
Bring it to me. Fisting and God's will, sexinchrist.com/fist.html.
Wow, that was quick.
That's why Google's the best.
The sex act called fisting is a source of confusion and misconception for many Christians. This is unfortunate because it means that many Christian men and women are depriving themselves of what could be the most spiritual sexual experience of their lives.
Yep, that was the exact quote he read. You did it. You found it.
Oh. Is this a joke site? Cause
I don't think so, baby. There's no joking around about fisting.
Oh,
by the way, a quick Tancast Twitter break.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, who once complained we never mentioned her on Tancast, says that if you listen to Tancast on your iPhone, you know, that you guys are talking about this feature where you can listen to things at, like, twice speed or whatever. What is it?
Or
yep, you
half
also have,
speed.
You have double speed and half speed.
Well, it sounds sillier because the guy's conversations are super rapid fire.
Switch us to half speed. You'll want to kill yourself.
Especially when Andy's going on rant.
Oh, it's fucking ponderous listening to me talk on half speed. Oh my god.
I want to kill myself. I want to ruin the pod just.
Sounds like at half speed.
No, it doesn't get low. It's like the same. It's the same tone.
It's just really
slow.
It changes a bit, doesn't it?
No, it holds the pitch steady.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's not as fun.
The guys definitely sound different. Like, when I listen to my podcast, they definitely sound different when I listen to normal speed as opposed to fast speed.
Yeah, and that's because
Your
they're talking super
different.
Fast, and there's not really that many big breaks in between all the words.
But even the pitch of the voice sounds different to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, something sounds different. I can't really say what it is, but it's not because they're talking faster. It's something else besides that as well. At least
have you considered
like
it's you?
No.
Well, it also does get a little clicky because it's like dropping.
No. I have not.
Oh God, God of our you ancestors, devil. Are you not God in heaven above all and ruler of all kingdoms below? You hold all power and might in your fist.
That was it.
Second Chronicles 26. 20:6. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
Hello
Psalms 145:16.
Good evening.
Oh, my goodness. I was playing with my son yesterday. I'd point at the light and with my hand out where he couldn't see it, I'd switch the light on and off. And then I got him to point at the light, and I'd switch the light on and off whenever he'd do it. I'm like, we're teaching him that the world works differently than it actually does. Like every religious parent. I got a horrible look from my wife.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably because earlier in the week we had somebody come and, you know, join our church and have this tea mug.
And your wife was like, I really want a tea mug.
Well, it happened like a couple of times over the course of the week. She was, like, out for one of them and like asleep for another one or whatever. So I kept trying out different responses to get the people to just go away and leave me the fuck alone. So I actually busted out the A word this time and told the person I was an atheist. And she was not happy about hearing me actually say a word like that.
You've talked to us about it, but you've never said it to her?
I don't think I want to talk about it because she listens to Tancast.
All right. Fair enough.
It's kind of like when your parents know you're gay, but they don't want you to say you're gay. It's like a little dirty secret. We know, but just don't say it.
Well, we don't know about that, Noah, but I'm sure you do.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no. Your parents didn't think you were gay. Your mom thought you were retarded.
That's true. True.
True.
Delicious.
At least you didn't do something fucked up like say that at your wedding reception. Oh. No.
True.
That's it. What?
Wow.
The whole, like, her getting, like, I don't know, upset or shocked or whatever it was.
Because,
like,
listening.
We kind of didn't talk about it. I sort of changed the subject really quickly.
Still like, listening.
Oh, I don't want to.
She hasn't stopped listening.
Yeah, I know. No. I was just saying, like, it really was, like, I was just saying something to see if I could make them go away and leave me alone. Because I didn't want to be there talking to them, listening to a fucking sales pitch on my own doorstep, on my own fucking time. It's like, you know, not like I went to a church store. And was asking somebody to sell me a church, please. I only said atheist in that situation because it was the next one on my list. Next time I was going to try Rastafarian and see how that one flew.
I'm surprised you didn't just go more offensive.
I've considered pagan.
No, like, this isn't one of those religions that allows niggers in, is it? And then they would probably leave you alone.
Oh.
Or, no, wait, you're in Georgia.
Yeah, you're right. The response is probably, yep.
Is this one of those religions that allows the gays to get married?
Because if so, sign me up.
Sign me up 2 times.
Hooray.
Who's
once
that
for me
lady and once
back
for
there?
My anus.
That's my beard.
We do the
don't tell
just
my
the worst
wife and then wink at her.
Why do you think her hair always looks so fabulous?
Fabulous.
Faboo.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got to go back to this, but before attempting fisting, a Christian husband and wife should pray together and ask for divine guidance. Yeah, you know what? I think if you're putting a whole arm missile up your wife's hoo-ha, you need some good guidance on that thing. You don't want to, like, punch through the back or something.
Ooh, how'd you like to be working the switchboard in heaven that day when those prayers come in? God, there's a message for you. Oh, what's that? Someone would like help. Help with what? What you? Okay. So they're married, right? And they've been reading the Bible, and unfortunately, also the internet. And he wants to stick his fist up her vagina. So if you could give him the old help out, they'd really appreciate it.
Wait. Vagina or anus? Because I'm only cool with one of those, but I'm absolutely not going to give you any guidance.
No, I believe if you read further on, they do talk about fisting your man.
The husband should ask that God guide his hand and work through him and for the skill and patience to fist his wife correctly and maximize her pleasure.
I'm not fisting you. I'm a vessel for God to fist you.
Dear Christians, thank you for making fisting not sexy anymore.
What? I don't believe I ever found fisting sexy.
Then you haven't done it right.
Alrighty. It's sort of like a hot dog eating contest. It's something you do just to show you can.
It really does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yes. Like, oh, I'm not really that hungry for this many hot dogs, but I'm going to eat them all just because that'd be crazy.
And then there's always the question of what do you do with that hand afterwards? So what's the protocol with this?
You make a sandwich?
Better be tuna.
It's funny that I got the reference you were going for and Noah let it go right by.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Thanks for playing, Noah.
The what do you do with your hand with this? What's the protocol here?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, I forgot.
It's one of after the funniest things you've ever said. You have said some funny fucking shit in your life, Noah. I will grant you that, but this is one of the funniest things.
And I believe
you
had your hand up someone's butt at just before that?
Yeah. I did that once.
Tancat.
Noah, storyteller.
We got stories.
I'm on that show VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah.
Come see me.
Fucking, you're online doing other shit is what you're doing.
What? I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
It's fucking reading a book or something. Let's wrap it up before Noah completely goes catatonic. You have to use electroshock just to get him to say goodbye.
But Noah, talking about Christian fisting.
Yeah, what more do you need? Noah, how do we lose you with Christian fisting?
Once we start going past an hour, I start to lose interest.
Just like sex.
I think our listeners feel the same way.
Ah, but it's only half hour if you put us on double speed.
Actually, it's not really double speed. Like, I've timed it. It's faster, but it's not actually two times as fast. Like, if you listen to an hour podcast, you won't be done in a half hour.
Noah, call an iPhone on their bullshit.
Well, I only have 30 minutes.
Stand.
I only have 30 minutes before this bomb goes off. Luckily, I can put this hour-long podcast on double speed. No?
No. Nothing? I'm sorry. I'd love to help you out.
I was trying to think of some way where that would be important.
Hmm.
Like your time and shit. Ah, I know that needs to come out of the oven when this podcast is over. It's burnt.
Stop.
Now I'm going to keep on going.
Stop it.
You guys can stop, though. I mean, well, Noah obviously has, so.
What the fuck?
All right, everybody. That was Tancast.
Who knows when this one will be up? It's a mystery. I mean, you'll know now because you're listening to it. So it was up right before you downloaded it. Thanks for that. Love you. Kisses.
Hugs.
Oh.
Christian fisting.
What? Yeah, one last thought on Christian fisting. Quote, both the vagina and rectum are extremely elastic. A vagina, after all, can stretch to accommodate a full-term baby. That's it. There's no justification in there for that statement that the rectum is extremely elastic.
Come on, we've all taken epic shits.
I have never taken a full-term baby-sized shit. I have taken some epic choke-the-toilet shits before.
I've taken a full-term baby shit. I'm like, oh, I'm going to name it Noah.
And now we have a podcast.
Then I'm going to raise it.
Were you still recording for that?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, because that's like, definitely how we end.
I was like, oh shit, I hope we didn't press stop. Alright, but now we can.
Yeah.
Alright, have a good week, everybody.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast.
Tancast. I knew that was coming.
I know. But it came anyway. Even though you knew. You couldn't stop it. Can't stop. Won't stop.
All right. That's enough.
All right, Flipper.
Yeah, baby. You love my Flipper style.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you walk backwards on your tail while hump thrusting?
And eating raw fish that people throw at my face.
Yeah.
Tip, did I tell you about the double down that has bread?
You said it had, text messaged me like, that's the same fucking thing. Instant messaged me. You're like, it has bread. And that's it. And then you backed off. All right. I said my piece.
I haven't tried it yet. I'm interested. Because I felt
you
that
would
was
be.
What was missing from the double down was bread. I enjoy bread with my sandwich.
You know, it's funny. My wife and I were just talking about the double down like an hour ago. It's got to be one of two things. Either the double down is racist and it's trying to kill black people, or the double down is a northern plot trying to kill off all the red states. We were arguing back and forth.
Either way, I'm for it.
Either way, what, Tim?
No. I said, either way, I'm for it. And I said, well, no. Too soon?
How would you feel about showering with gays, Tim? Would you do it?
Well, based on Tim's non-affinity for showering with anyone, I'm going to say no. I'm probably not going to do it.
Wait, you don't even like showering with your wife?
All right, well, that's different.
All right.
she gets a pass.
Here's a question for you, Tim.
She gets a shower pass. Here you go, bud. Use it wisely. You can only punch it 3 times, and then you got to reapply.
Okay, so which would be... Well, I guess let me back that up.
Back it up.
So showering with your wife is okay, but what about showering by yourself while your wife is home? Is that not acceptable?
Yeah, I generally try to avoid it still.
Isn't that funny?
Interesting.
So not even showering while gays are in the house is an option.
He didn't even shower while we were in the house.
That's what I just said.
Oh, diggity dog. Oh, my God. Tim,
you certainly got us with that one, sir. You got us.
And I just thought Tim never showered.
So that's the problem. You and I needed to, like, not only be gone, but, like, let him know that there was something that absolutely prevented us from returning before some set time. Tim, we're leaving, and we're going to a movie, and this movie does not get out before 3 o'clock, and we've already purchased the tickets, so there's no chance that us two cheapskates are going to bail on it. We've also called everyone that we know and make sure that they know that we're out of the house so no one will call or ring the doorbell.
This just might work.
I'm just going to turn on the hot water in here, get it up to a nice temperature, and then we're out. We're out. Bye-bye.
Although, I will say, I'll do it, but I don't like showering when Stephanie's not home, and I know she may be home at any moment, because I won't be in my shower, and I'll just be like, hey, no, I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck's going on? I was washing my ass, and you scared me.
See, that's why I need my private time, washing my ass, because that ass gets stinky, and I gotta tend to it.
It didn't take that long.
Yes, but I want to get in there. I don't want people judging me. Wait, is that how you do it? Don't worry about how I do it.
For some reason, Stephanie has a knack for always walking in the bathroom right when I'm washing my ass. And she likes the sound it makes. Because it makes like... Quick, quick, quick,
quick, quick, quick, quick. That is disgusting.
I think that's going to be the link sound this week.
No, it's not.
It's soap and water. What do you expect the sound to make?
It's soap and water and butthole. I expect it to be more musical.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
You know what it was? The very first DJ made that sound while cleaning out the butt. And went, you know, I bet I could make that sound with a record player.
Cutting up on the ones and twos. Originally meant your butt cheeks.
The number twos.
Oh, zing-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
No?
That laugh hurt my ears and my soul.
And your butthole.
Mission accomplished.